哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace be with everyone。
今天晚上靠着圣灵的带领，我们要来讲开拓属灵的视野。
And so tonight, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will talk about broaden spiritual horizons.
我们每一个人都有一双眼睛。
All of us, we have eyes.
但是我们看到的东西往往却不太一样。
But whatever we see might be different than what other people see.
因为有人的眼睛可能大近视。
Because some people might be nearsighted.
看近的比较清楚，看远的就很不清楚。
And what they see that is close by is more clear than what is far away.
有人相反，老花眼，看远的很清楚，近的看不到。
But otherwise, some might be farsighted and they cannot see what is near them, but they can see what is far.
我们的眼睛啊，可以看前面很专注。
And so for us, our eyes, we can see right in front of us.
这是神设计我们的眼睛，也可以同时观察到周围的这个环境。
But God has designed our eyes so that we are able to observe our surroundings.
但是每个人的看到的东西往往不太一样。
However, what each person sees might not be the same.
我们不单只要肉体的眼睛要看得清楚。
Not only shall our physical eyes see clearly.
我们属灵的眼睛更要看得清楚，更开广。
However, our spiritual eyes, even more so, should see very clearly.
如果一个人的属灵眼光很浅窄，会怎么样呢？
If a person's spiritual eyesight is very narrow, what happens?
我们看创世纪的第十三章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 13.
第十三章的第十节。
Chapter 13, verse 10.
我们看创世纪十三章的十节。
Genesis chapter 13, verse 10.
创世纪十三章十节。
Genesis chapter 13, verse 10.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
罗的举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔都是滋润的。那地在耶和华未灭所多玛和摩拉以先，如同耶和华的院子，也像埃及地。这里记载罗德的牧人跟亚伯兰的牧人相争啊。
And so here it says that there was a struggle and strife between the shepherds or the herdsmen of Abraham and the herdsmen of Lot.
本来他们罗德跟亚伯兰是住在一起。
Initially, Abraham and Lot were dwelling together.
罗德也是受到亚伯兰的照顾。
And Abraham took care of Lot.
因为他是亚伯兰的侄儿。
Because Lot was Abraham's nephew.
但是呢，因为利益的关系啊，往往两个家庭就起了冲突。
However, for the sake of certain benefits, it caused a conflict between the two families.
亚伯兰呢，就让给这个侄儿。
And Abram gave way to his nephew.
他说我们两个是兄弟，是骨肉，不可以相争。
And so he said that we are brothers, flesh and blood, and we shall not have strife.
那不然就让你先选吧。
So why not I let you choose first?
那你去东，我就去西。
If you go to east, I will go towards west.
因为大家都可能需要多一些空间，不一定要住在一起。
Because everyone perhaps needs more space, and we do not have to live together anymore.
其实亚伯兰是很客气。
So Abraham, he was actually very courteous.
他自己可以先选。
And in fact, he could have made the choice first.
因为亚伯兰他是长辈。
Because he is the one who is more senior.
还有他一直照顾罗德。
And he is the one who took care of Lot.
还有呢？
And what else?
一切罗德所有的基本上都是亚伯兰给他的。
And whatever Lot had was given to him by Abraham.
因为罗德很少就没有爸爸。
Because Lot had lost his father since a very young age.
都是亚伯兰给他养大。
And so Abram was the one who raised him.
但是亚伯兰让他说，那你先选吧。
But Abram let him choose first.
那罗德他怎么选呢？
So how did Lot make his choice?
罗德用的眼光是世界人的眼光来选。
He made his choices based on the perspectives of the world.
他往前面观看。
So he looked in front of him.
他看到约旦河的全平原。
And he saw the plains of Jordan.
直到索尔。
And to the plains of Zoar.
非常的肥沃，非常的好。
And the land was very fertile.
好像这个伊甸园那么漂亮。
It was as beautiful as the Garden of Eden.
所以他就不客气了，他看到好的，他就自己先拿了。
So then he saw that this was very good, and he did not hesitate and just took hold of it.
其实他如果有属灵眼光啊，就不会离开亚伯兰。
If he had the spiritual eyesight, he would not have left Abram.
因为亚伯兰是得神祝福的。
Because Abram was a person who was blessed by God.
跟着亚伯兰肯定有好处。
And if he followed Abram, he would have gained much more benefits.
还有信仰上会得到造就。
He would also be edified in his faith.
但是他看到的就是近前的利益啊。
However, what he saw were the benefits in front of him.
所以他的看得很狭窄。
And so his eyesight was very narrow.
罗德看到了就是金钱。
And what he saw was the money.
看到好处。
And he saw the good benefits.
这个地方好，我就先选。
And he saw, oh, this place is very good, so I'm going to choose this first.
这个叔叔对我好，要管他的，自己要先自己照顾好自己。
Yes, my uncle is good to me, but it doesn't matter. I have to take care of myself first.
这个就是现今很多世界的人所有的眼光。
So this is the type of viewpoint and perspectives that the people of the world have.
在金钱面前什么亲戚啊，什么伦理道德啊，都可以抛开。
And so when it comes to money, they can forsake any sort of relationships that they have with their relatives or even with the families.
是很多兄弟之间为了争财产告到法庭。
And because of, so that is why many cases or instances that brothers are fighting for the inheritance, they sue each other and go to court.
甚至夫妻之间为了钱也可以闹离婚。
And even between the husband and wife, they would, because of money, they would argue to the point of divorce.
罗德看重的就是利益。
So what Lot, looked highly upon was on the good benefits.
还有呢，他看到了是什么？
What else did he see?
我们看这个第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
第十一节，我们一起读。
verse 11, let's read together.
一二三。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。十三章十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 12.
亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。我们看看罗德的眼光有多好啊！
So we can look at Lot's eyesight and his viewpoint.
从世人的眼光来说，罗德眼光是顶呱呱的，是最好的。
And from the secular perspective, the people of the world, they will think that Lot's foresight and vision is very good.
因为他觉得住在这个外面这个平原呢，没有什么发展的空间。
Because he thought that if you live in the plains, there might not be opportunities for development.
如果能够进去城市里面做生意，可能会钱赚的更多。
But if he goes and lives in the cities, then he might earn more money.
你想想看，如果养一只羊，等多久才生第二只羊？
For example, if he were to raise a sheep, how long would it take to have a lamb?
等好多年呢。
Would take many years.
财产增加的太慢了。
And the inheritance would grow very slowly, and its possessions grow slowly.
如果你搬到城市里面可以做生意。
But if we move to the city, then you can conduct business.
哇，那就不一样了。
Then that would be different.
但是他看到的就是目前的。
But what he saw was just right in front of his eyes.
他没有看到将来的神的应许。
And he did not see the promise of God in the future.
他没有看到他信仰的。
He did not see his faith.
不管他什么信仰好不好，那边罪不罪恶。
He did not care about his faith, whether or not that place is evil or wicked.
不管那搬去那边对信仰有没有帮助，或者是亏损。
He did not care whether or not moving to that place would cause him to lose his faith.
有钱赚就可以了。
As long as he can earn money, then that would be good enough.
管你什么离开教会，或者是那边很罪恶。
It does not matter if he were to depart from the church or that place is full of sin.
他就渐渐地挪移了帐篷。
So then he slowly moved his tent.
所以他的眼光是暂时的。
And so his eyesight is based on what is temporary.
他对信仰一点关心都没有。
And he did not really care or be mindful of his faith.
那马上他得到什么？可能真的头几年他真的是赚了不少钱。
And so he just hoped to gain whatever he could immediately. For example, in the first few years, perhaps he had earned a lot of money.
一开始你一定赚钱，一定会好的。
At the very beginning, you will reap some benefits. You will earn some money.
但是你要看一个人的一生，要看到最后。
But when you look at a person's life, you should look at the end of his life.
罗德的故事最后他就失去一切。
So the ending of Lot's life is that we see he lost everything.
他的老婆在逃命的时候死掉了，没有了，变成一根岩柱。
He lost his wife when they were fleeing Sodom and Gomorrah, and she became a pillar of salt.
因为神竟然要毁灭他们所住的索多玛、俄摩拉。
Because God was to destroy the place that they were dwelling in Sodom and Gomorrah.
那他可能十年、八年或者几十年的财产也没有了。
And all the possessions that he had accumulated in all these years were all lost.
最后呢，他自己的信仰还有家庭的信仰也没有了。
And in the end, he also lost his own faith and the faith of his family.
因为他自己也犯了罪。
Because he also committed sin.
他跟女儿乱伦，生出的孩子也变成外邦人。
And so he had committed incest with his daughters, and therefore the children that were born became the Gentiles.
所以这个是一个人的眼光如果很浅窄的话。
And so if a person's vision is very narrow,
他看到的就是利益，不是看到亲情。
Then all they see are the benefits. They do not care about any relationships.
他看的是现在，而不是将来。
What they see is only the present and not the future.
这种人可能自己觉得自己很聪明。
These people might think that they are very intelligent.
或者在世人眼中是很有成就。
Or they feel that they are very accomplished amongst the people of the world.
但是在神眼中，他们是愚昧的。
But in the eyes of God, these people are foolish.
那没有属灵眼光的人就是这样。
And so these are the people who do not have a spiritual eyesight.
但是如果有属灵眼光的人呢？
What about those who have the spiritual eyesight or vision?
就是亚伯拉罕。
This refers to Abram.
我们看十三章的十四节。
Let's read chapter 13, verse 14.
创世纪十三章十四节。
Genesis chapter 13, verse 14.
好，我们先看第十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
一二三。罗德离别亚伯兰之后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你从所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看。”这里说神告诉亚伯兰。
So here the Lord told Abram.
当他让了罗德，罗德走了之后
，After he gave Lot the choice and Lot had left.
神就告诉亚伯兰了。
Then the Lord said to Abram.
你要举目观看。
To lift your eyes.
你要向东西南北观看。
To look from the place where you are to northward, southward, eastward, and westward.
这里呢，神要让亚伯兰的眼光更看得更广，看得更远。
So here, God wanted Abram to broaden his views.
这个就是我们今天的主题。
And so this is the theme and topic for today.
亚伯兰有信心。
So Abram had faith.
他不看重金钱。
He did not look upon the money.
他觉得我们的亲人关系保留着比较重要，不要为这个钱，不要为利益而吵架。
He felt that it was more important to preserve the familial relationships and not have arguments and conflicts because of money.
他也不羡慕什么索多玛那些大城市。
So and he did not really admire these big cities such as Sodom and Gomorrah.
他觉得我做个牧羊人，在这个寄居的地方好好过日子就好了。
He said, "I'm a herdsman. I'm a shepherd. I live in this place and." And I'm fine.
结果的神呢，要他看清楚。
And so God wanted him to see more clearly.
神要他张开他属灵的眼睛，看向东西南北开拓的视野来观看。
And so God wanted him to look the north, south, east, and west to broaden his vision.
这个动作很重要哦。你没有举目观看，你永远就是狭窄的一点。
So this action is actually very important. If you do not lift your eyes up to see, then your vision will always be narrow.
我们看到第十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
一二三，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。哇，你看呢？神要开阔亚伯兰的眼光。
So here the Lord wanted to broaden Abram's vision and sight.
凡你所看见的一切地。
So all the land that you see,
所有啊，你看得到的都给你。
All the land that you can see, I will give to you.
哇，那这在乎你啊多。如果你不看，你只在看地上，那就只有这一点了。
And so if you do not pay attention to look far away, and all you look is on the ground, then this is what you get.
你看得多远
？But God said, just look far away.
你看得见的全部要赐给你。
All the places that you can see will be given to you.
甚至啊，亚伯拉罕没有看到的，更远的，神都赐给他。
And even what Abraham could not see, even further away, God gave that to him.
他肉眼看不见。
What his physical eyes could not see.
因为一个人的肉眼可以看多远
？Because how far actually can we see with our eyes?
可能几公里吧，几公里之外面那个山，或者几十公里那个我们在卡加利看到那个洛基山脉，哇，那个有可能有一百公里外面那个山。
So perhaps several kilometers or far away, or in Calgary you can see the Rocky Mountains far away, about 100 kilometers away.
你有办法看到一千公里吗？有看到温哥华吗
？Are you able to see 1,000 kilometers? Are you able to see Vancouver?
太远了。
That's too far away.
但是，神给亚伯兰的，他肉眼看不到的，信心的眼睛看得到的，神都赐给他。
But even though what Abram could not see with his physical eyes, but what he saw with the eyes of his faith, God gave it to him.
但是首先神要求亚伯拉罕的眼目眼光要开展。
But God's first request for Abram was that he shall broaden his vision and his sight.
怎么开广
？How can he broaden his vision?
我们就来讲三点。
We will talk about three points.
第一点
，the first point，
眼睛 眼目的开广就是要看得更远。
So firstly is that we have to see farther from the sight.
不能只看现在。
And the future and not just focus on the present.
这个远不是距离的远，而是时间的远。
And so this distance is not referring to the physical distance, but it is time.
所谓的有眼光的人，就是他不是看到现在，而是看到未来有可能发生的方向。
So those who have good vision and foresight are those who can see far away into the future and the direction.
那我们不是靠自己的眼光做事。
We do not rely on our own eyes.
我们是靠神的应许来做事。
To take upon the matters, but rather we rely on God's promises.
神的应许都是以后才会发生的。
And God's promises are those that will happen in the future.
所以需要信心。
So it requires faith.
如果现在马上发生，你就不需要信心。
If it is something that happens right away, then we do not need faith.
所以神要亚伯兰，你的眼光要放远。
So God wants Abraham to broaden his vision far away.
我们看十五章二十八节。
Let's read chapter 15, verse 18.
十五章二十八节，创世纪十五章二十八节。
Genesis chapter 15, verse 18.
好，我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
一二三。当那日，耶和华和亚伯兰立约，说：“我已赐给你的后裔，从埃及河直到幼发拉底大河之地。”这里是另外一次神跟亚伯拉罕再讲清楚一点，我要赐给你的地在哪里
？So here is the second time that the Lord further clarifies to Abraham, what is the land that He is going to give him？
就是所谓的应许啊，神应许之地给亚伯拉罕在哪里？
This is a promise. This is the promised land that God wanted to give Abraham, and where is this place?
你问小朋友，从小宗教教育，应许之地就是哪里了？就是迦南地了。
If we ask the children, since young, where is the promised land? They will tell you the land of Canaan.
大概迦南地就是今天那个巴勒斯坦地了，以色列那一边呢。
And land of Canaan in today, it will be where Palestine or Israel is located.
其实这样答案呢，不完全正确。
However, this answer is not completely correct.
神的应许给亚伯拉罕的当时的土地是在哪里？
What was the land that God had promised to give Abraham in those times?
是有两条河做边界的。
It has the two boundaries of the two rivers.
一边的河就是埃及的河，这当然就是尼罗河了。
One side is the boundary is the river of Egypt, which is the river Nile.
那北边呢，要去到呢，就是幼法拉底河。
And the northern side is the river Euphrates.
那如果你看这个图，就知道所谓的神当初应许亚伯兰，你的地上的子孙呢，会。有多少的土地给你们做国家
？And so, if you look at this map, you can see what was the promised land that God wanted to give Abram and his descendants as their country.
左边就是尼罗河，尼罗，右边就是幼法拉底河。
And so, on the left is the river Nile, and the north is the river Euphrates.
哇，那个地方很大。
And so, this is a vast piece of land.
涵盖了今天这个中东大部分的国家的。
It covers most of the Middle Eastern countries today.
哇，神有没有夸张一点啊？有没有那么大？
So is God exaggerating? Is it really that big piece of land?
我们以为迦南地神的应许之地就是只有这里而已。
We thought, oh, God's promised land is just that small piece of land in the middle.
怎么会有那么大呢？
How can it be that big and vast?
神就是要亚伯兰，你要放远眼光，你要相信我的话。
So God told Abraham, you have to broaden and your sight. You have to trust in my words.
亚伯拉罕他死的时候啊，一块土地都没有。
When Abraham was about to when he was to die, then he did not actually inherit even a piece of land.
他老婆先死，但是没有土地可以葬，就问人家买了一个山洞就放在里面。
His wife passed away first, and so he did not have his own piece of land to bury her, so he had to buy a cave to bury her.
为了买那个洞，要买一块田。
And for the sake of buying that cave, he had to buy the piece of land where the cave was situated.
所以亚伯兰死的时候，大概就只有一块墓地而已。
And so, when Abraham died, then he was also in that desolate land.
但是神的应许真的会成就。
But indeed, God's promise will be accomplished.
我们看历代之下第九章。
And so we see in Second Chronicles chapter 9,
二十六节
verse 26.
历代之下九章二十六节。
Second Chronicles chapter 9, verse 26.
九章二十六节。
Chapter 9, verse 26.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
三，所罗门统管诸王，从大河到非利士地，直到埃及的边界。哇，神的应许啊，很远，但是会实现。
God's promise, although it seems far away, but it will be fulfilled.
到所罗门作王的时代，
when King Solomon was the king.
到了最强盛的时候，
when the kingdom was the strongest.
所有当初这些国家全部来降服于所罗门的管制之下。
When all these countries came under and submitted to the to King Solomon.
每年送钱来给所罗门。
Every year they would pay tribute to King Solomon.
所以所罗门管所有其他那些埃及王啦、什么王啦，全部都是归所罗门管。
And so King Solomon was over all the other kings, such as the king of Egypt.
所以这个就实现了。
And so this was fulfilled.
所以你没有想象啊，亚伯拉罕死的时候。什么地都没有，只有那块墓地。结果过了几百年，哇，他的地上的国啊，可以有那么大。
And so we can think about how Abraham, when he died, all he had was that small piece of land or that graveyard. But in the end, we see that his kingdom was so great.
这里告诉我们什么
？What does this tell us?
神的应许不会落空的。
That the promise of God will not be in vain.
但是你也得到那个应许，你必须要有好像望远镜一样的信心。
But if we want to receive that promise, then we need to have this faith, which is like the telescope.
亚伯拉罕自己没有得到。
And Abraham, even though he himself did not attain this,
因为信心，他知道他已经拿到了。
But because of faith, he believed that he had already received it.
我们看希伯来书的第十一章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章，我们看第八节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8.
希伯来书十一章的第八节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8.
我们一起读。一二三。亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。第九节，他因着信，就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地寄居帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样。这就是亚伯拉罕的目光被拓宽了。
And so this is the eyesight and vision of Abraham being broadened.
我们今天移民可能都会先来，先租好地方，或者探路，先选好地方，我们再搬去。
And so today, if we immigrate here, we might come to this place and just look at the area, or we make a decision later to find a better place to live in.
这个就不太需要太多信心，因为都是自己做功课，自己做决定的。
This does not require much faith because we make the decision, we do our own research.
亚伯拉罕移民就不一样。
But Abraham, my immigrating was different.
第一，他很老才出来，75岁才出来，他根本不想出来，神要他出来的。
And first of all, he was aged in 75 years old when he came out, even though he was unwilling, but God asked him to come out.
他出去的时候要去哪里，神也没有告诉他。
And even though when he went out of his homeland, he did not know where he was going because God did not tell him.
就是没有告诉他，他不知道，才会训练他的信心呢。
And it is because God did not tell him, and he did not know where he was going, and that is how he trained his faith.
我们跟神的关系就是建立在这个信心的程度。
So our relationship with God is established on faith.
如果你没有信心，你不可能体验到神。
If you do not have faith, you will not experience God.
不可能得神的喜悦。
And you will not be pleasing to God.
但如果你什么都知道，什么都了解，那就不需要信心了，神就没有办法训练你的信心了。
Because if you know everything, you understand everything, then you don't need faith. God does not need to train your faith.
当然，神可以告诉他一切。
Of course, God can tell him everything.
但是神觉得不告诉他比较好。
But God feels that it is better not to tell him.
训练亚伯拉罕的信心。
And that is to train Abraham's faith.
所以亚伯拉罕的信心也是一步一步被磨练、被试炼、被提升的。
And so we see that Abraham's faith was molded and elevated step by step along the way.
当神告诉他，你就看，你举目观看东南西北。
So when God asked him to lift his eyes to look to north, south, east, and west.
你会有所有的土地，你的子孙会住在所有的地方。
Then you will inherit all this land. Your descendants will live in all these lands.
那个时候他什么地都没有。
But at that time he did not have any land.
没有什么子孙。
And he did not have any descendants.
但是就这样相信。
But because he had faith and believed this,
神就这样子跟他成就了。
So God fulfilled and accomplished this for him.
那我们今天也是一样。
So likewise for us today.
我们也是寄居啊。
We are also sojourners.
我们搬来卡加利，这也不是我们永远住的地方。
We come to this foreign land, in Calgary. This is not the place that we'll be living forever.
我们大部分人不是出生在这里，除非是小孩子。
The majority of us are not born here, unless it is our children.
有可能我们会死在这个城市，如果你不再搬家的话。
Likely we might pass away in the city if we do not move elsewhere.
啊，但是这也不是我们永远的地方。
But this is also not the place that we will be living forever.
因为这个世界是暂时的。
Because this world is temporary.
我们是仰望那个永远的天家。
We look upon the eternal heavenly home.
所以这个都是要需要信心的。
And all these require us to have faith.
如果你失去了这个信心，
If we lose this faith,
你就不想来聚会了。
We do not feel like coming to church anymore for service.
你就不想敬拜神了。
And we don't want to worship God anymore.
你就不想做圣工了。
And we don't feel like doing the divine work anymore.
因为你觉得说我来了一次得到什么？
Because we feel, oh, I've come here once, what did I gain?
我今天祷告，我今天读了圣经，我得到什么？
Today I've prayed, today I've read the Bible, what did I gain?
我今天上班一整天，我还可以拿到一两百块。
But if I go to work for the whole day, I perhaps would earn $100, $200.
我今天聚会了，坐了一整天这边，那我得到什么？
But today I'm sitting here for the whole day listening to services, what have I gained?
我亲近神，我得到什么？
When I try to draw closer to God, what did I gain?
有没有马上发达？
Did I immediately become rich?
如果你这样想的话，你就一定会觉得不要浪费时间。
Of course, if we think like this, then we will feel that we are wasting our time.
但是如果你眼目是有这种信心，看得很远。
But if our vision and our eyes can see very far away, have this faith,
你将来就要得到像亚伯拉罕的福气。
In the future, you will receive the blessings just like Abraham.
说实在，亚伯拉罕的后代已经得到地上的土地了。
And even though the descendants of Abraham had already inherited the physical land,
已经成就了。
And this was already accomplished.
也已经过去了。
And it has passed.
所以犹太人如果拿着圣经今天来说，哦，要把那些其他人都赶走啊，要重新建国啊，那个就是不合乎圣经。
And so if the Israelites say that today that they want to chase away the people around in the country and to reestablish their country, that is not according to the Bible.
因为在圣经里面真的属灵的应许之地已经不是地上的国家了。
Because according to the Bible, the promised land, that is according to the faith, is no longer the physical country that is in this world.
是属灵的天国。
It is the spiritual heavenly kingdom.
我们今天基督徒就是要追求属灵的天国。
So today as Christians, we pursue after the heavenly kingdom.
但是你有没有这种眼光？
But do we have this vision?
如果你有这种眼光，
If we have this vision,
哇，你就会看重每一次聚会的很珍贵。我亲近神，我这是为了将来的。
Then we will see every service as a very precious opportunity to draw close to God, because what we're doing is for the future.
你每天过一下去，你会把你的将来交托给主。
And every day that we kneel down to pray, we will know to entrust our future into the hands of God.
有时候我们天国可能还觉得很远。
Sometimes we feel that heaven is far away.
但是未来几十年要怎么过，甚至我们自己都不知道。
Sometimes we do not know how we are going to pass the rest of the 10-some years or decades of our lives.
就是我们卡加利有很多年轻的家庭。
Especially in Calgary, we have many young families.
未来几十年会怎么样？
What will happen in the future in the next 10-20 years?
自己的将来怎么样，你的孩子的将来怎么样，你也不知道。
We do not know our own future, nor do we know the future of our children.
那其实你也不需要知道。
But we do not need to know it.
因为神也没有要告诉你以后会怎么发展每一件事情。
Because God has no need to tell us every single thing that will happen in the future.
你只需要记住一件事情就可以了。
But there's only one thing that we need to remember.
这是什么？
What is that?
你的对神的信心有多大？
How great is your faith toward God?
你的恩典就会有多大？
And so that is correlated to how great your blessings will be.
我们看马太福音。
Let's read Matthew.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
29节。
Verse 29.
马太福音九章二十九节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 29.
我们去读，这一句很重要，画起来。
This is an important verse.
九章二十九节。
Chapter 9, verse 29.
耶稣就摸他们的眼睛说，照你的信心给你们成全了吧。这句话在圣经出现很多次。
So this sentence, this phrase appears many times in the Bible.
照着你的信心给你成全。
According to your faith, let it be to you.
就是你有多大的信心就可以领多大的恩典。
So the greater the faith, the bigger the blessings.
如果你信心很少，神就给你一点点恩典呢。
If you have little faith, then God will give you a little bit of blessings.
你觉得我只能做到这样，我没有办法做到全部，神就给你做，你给多少，你给多少信心，神就给你多少恩典。
And so you feel, oh, I can only do this much, and then so if this is all that faith that you have, a little bit, then God will just give you a little bit as well.
但是如果你的信心大，
But if you have great faith,
恩典就会大，
then your grace and blessings will be great.
个人也是这样。
And this applies to every individual.
我记得在南非的时候听过一个弟兄见证。
And I heard as well in South Africa once there was a brother who testified.
他在大陆的时候得到眼病，为什么眼睛看不见
？And so back in China he had some sort of disease in his eyes.
啊，那就跟神祷告，禁食祷告。
And so he prayed to God.
神那里医治我眼睛。
He asked God to heal his eyes.
我不贪心。
I am not greedy.
我的眼睛好到我可以读圣经就够了。
As long as my eyes can recover to the point that I can read the Bible, that is good enough.
他觉得用这样祷告，神可能比较会听，因为读圣经嘛，跟神有关系。
He thought that if he prayed this way, God will listen to him because it has something to do with God.
这个真的是慢慢慢慢好起来。
And so indeed, his eyesight recovered slowly.
从完全看不见的，很蒙很蒙的。
From being completely blind, and he started to see.
慢慢好起来，看到可以看到近处的这个字。
It was a bit blurry at first, but then started to see better and better. He was able to see the words up close.
他就好高兴。
So he was so happy.
那继续祷告。
And he continued to pray.
他想说应该会好起来。
So he thought, I will definitely recover.
结果没有，就停在他可以看圣经的地方。
But he did not have full recovery. His eyes only healed to the point that he could just read the Bible.
因为他跟神一早就讲了，神啊，你帮我给我眼睛，眼睛可以看到好到可以看圣经就够了。
Because early on he had already told God that prayed and asked God to heal his eyes to the point that he could just read the Bible and that is good enough.
这个就是按照你的信心。
And so this is what it means according to your faith.
比如说你要守安息日。
For example, if you want to keep the Sabbath,
你说神啊，无论如何，我要守安息日。
You tell God, no matter what, I must keep the Sabbath.
我相信你一定会帮助我开路。
I believe and trust that you will open a way for me.
你一定会保护我。
And that you will protect me.
甚至你会为我预备可以守安息日的工作。
And that you will prepare for me a job that allows me to keep the Sabbath.
那神就会给你开路。
Then God will open a way.
那如果你觉得不可能呢？
But if you feel that it's impossible,
那我以后稳定了才守安息日。
And you wait till you have a stable job before you keep the Sabbath,
那神就按照你这样的，那以后再等你以后再说了。
Then God might just do according to what you want and what you think, and just wait for the future.
你没有这个信心，就拿不到这个恩典。
So if you don't have this faith, you will not receive this.
就有点像你去河里面拿水啊，你可以拿多少水？
Just like when you go to the river to fetch some water, how much can you carry?
你什么都没带，你只是这个手就只能拿这样的水了。
If you did not bring anything and just using your two hands, you can only fill the palm of your hands with water.
你带一个桶，你就单拿单那一桶的水了。
If you bring a bucket with you, then you can fill it with water.
这个神就是那么清楚，那么可爱，就照你的信心给你。
And so this is how God works. Very interestingly, that He will work according to your faith.
个人是这样。
So this is what happens to every individual.
教会也是这样。
But this also applies to the church as a whole.
教会也是这样，神也是非常的按照我们的信心的。
God also carries out His work according to our faith.
譬如说我们要扩展，要买教会。
For example, we want to expand. We want to buy a chapel.
你有多少信心，神就给你多大的恩典，多大的会堂。
How much faith we have, God will fulfill according to the size of the chapel that we can receive.
如果你跟神就不用神啊，不用那么多了，我们就一点点，随便有一个聚会的地方就好，不用太大，不用麻烦。
We just tell God, oh, it's fine. We just need as long as we have a small place to be able to worship you, then that's fine.
不用那么多负担。
It does not have to be that big and less burdens.
就说我们几家人把这边坐满了，很温暖的，很温馨的，这样就可以了。
As long as it is a small place that all of us can sit together and we feel the warmth from each other, then that is good enough.
那神也会这样给你，让你住得很舒服。那几十年都是这样子，这个小地方。
And so then that is what God will fulfill according to your faith, and you for many years that you will just be having service in this small place.
但是如果你有一个大的信心。
However, if you have a bigger and greater faith,
要发展教会。
If you want to develop the church,
那很快买了，如果顺利买了这个会堂，很快这个会堂就会坐满。
And if the purchase goes through very smoothly, you buy a large chapel, then it will be filled very quickly.
在大概在20年前啊。
About 20 years ago.
在阿根廷啊，他们的那个时候人就大概只有五六十个人。
In Argentina, the members, there were only about 50 or 60 members.
他们要换会堂。
And they were about to, wanted to buy a new chapel.
看到一个工厂，牛皮革的工厂。
And so they saw this factory, that was manufacturing the leather.
有四层楼。
And so it had four stories.
可以改做教会。
And it was able to be converted to a church.
那个时候经济很差，所以很便宜。
And that time the economy was very bad, so it was very cheap.
那负责人就想把它买下来。
And so the council members thought that it would be a good idea to purchase this place.
那时候又没什么钱。
But at that time they did not really have much money.
最主要是买那么大来做什么？
And they thought to himself, why do we need to buy such a large place?
我们就五六十个人而已啊，全部来才五六十个人，有时候还没有全部来，其大部分时间都没有全部来。
When all the members come together, we only have 50, 60 people, but majority of the time, members, all, not all the members are present, and it'll be less than 50 people.
但是大家觉得这是个机会，不买了就以后可能买不到。
But everyone thought that this is an opportunity. If they do not purchase it now, then they perhaps they will not be able to find this opportunity in the future. And so everyone, based on the faith, they purchased this place. Very miraculously. After they purchased, not even up to 10 years, there was a large quantity of members from mainland China that immigrated to Argentina to conduct their business.
早期都是五六户台湾信徒而已。
And so in the past, only about 10 some families of members.
但是十年之间呢，暴增了，整个阿根廷啊，有五六百个信徒。
And so within 10 years, they exploded in their membership, and they had about 500 and 600 members.
哇，一年一度1月1号来新年特别聚会的时候，整栋楼都爆满聚会了。
And that every year when they have the New Year's service on January the 1st, the whole building was occupied. And also during the church chapel dedication, it was very bustling with a lot of people.
现在第二代、第三代信徒都出来了，出现了。And so then
we also see the second generation and third generation of the believers.
所以会堂也就是这样哦，你买了，神祝福，圣工发展了，哦，很快。
And so we see that if we have the faith to purchase this kind of place, then God will allow the holy work to develop and it will be filled very quickly. And so, however great our faith is, then that is how great the blessings we will receive.
第二点,
And so next is that we need to lift our eyes to see a much broader spectrum.
不单只要看得更远,
Not only do we see further away,
要更广,
we have to see very broad.
我们看4章的35节, 约翰福音,
let's read John chapter 4, verse 35.
约翰福音4章的35节,
John chapter 4, verse 35.
约翰福音4章的35节,
John chapter 4, verse 35.
我们一起读4章35节,
verse 35.
你们岂不说到收割的时候还有4个月吗? 我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。主耶稣叫门徒举目观看。
And so here the Lord Jesus told his disciples to lift up their eyes and to look.
不要看那么远啊，你看你附近就好了。
You don't need to look too far away, just look at in your surroundings.
你们说不是说还有4个月吗?
Did you not say that there were 4 more months?
没有错，那些田这还有4个月才会收成。
Indeed, there are 4 months before the fields can be harvested.
但是主耶稣告诉门徒啊，你看你周边的人呐，人就是收成了。
But the Lord Jesus said, "Look around you. The people nearby around you are already, ready for harvest."
你身边的人已经准备好要听福音了。
The one who is next to you is already ready to listen to the gospel.
他们很可怜呢。
They are so pitiful.
好像羊没有牧人一样。
It's like the sheep without the shepherd.
这个又忧郁症。
This one has depression.
这个又睡不着觉,
this one is insomnia.
这个又很孤单,
this one is very lonely.
这个也吃不下饭,
this one is not able to eat.
啊, 这个呢, 反正现代人问题很多。
And so many people nowadays have many problems. 啊,
主耶稣那个年代没有全民健保, 那些人更可怜。
And so in the time of Lord Jesus, people did not have all these things to their advantage, so these people are much more pitiful.
被鬼附的啦,生病的啦, 那需要耶稣。
And so these people, they were possessed by demons, or they need to be healed, and so they needed Jesus.
现在加拿大有全民健保, 看医生不用钱。
And so today we have all these insurance in Canada, the health insurance, and we do not need to pay to see the doctors.
但是加拿大人也很可怜啊。
But even in Canada, it's very pitiful.
为什么?
Why?
心里有病的人很多啊,
because there are many people who are psychologically ill.
孤单的人很多啊,
and there are many people who are very lonely.
心灵空虚的人更多啊,
and there are many people who feel very empty.
为了要填满心灵, 要上瘾的,搞到自己生活都乱七八糟的很多啊,
and because they cannot find any contentment in their hearts, so they take drugs and they get addicted to many things.
这个政府啊, 医疗都帮不到你了。
And so even the medical advances that we have here is not able to help you.
这个是需要耶稣基督的福音才有办法填满你的。And
so only the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ can fill our hearts.
所以主耶稣说，你不要只看你眼前你自己的事情。
So the Lord Jesus said, don't just look at what is in front of you and look on your own matters. But look beside you, is there anyone around you that needs and wants to believe in the Lord Jesus? Quickly, preach to them. Especially nowadays, we have already entered the very end, the last stages of the end times.
所以说说,哇,那么多庄稼,那是工人那么少。
The Lord Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
马太福音第九章那边有讲。
And Matthew chapter 9 says,
所以赶快为这个事情祷告。
So we need to pray for this matter.
赶快要传福音。
We need to quickly evangelize and preach the gospel.
那去哪里传福音?
Where shall we preach?
我们看这个启示录。
Let's read in Revelation.
启示录第14章第6节。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 6, chapter 14 verse 6.
启示录14章第6节。
Revelation chapter 14 verse 6.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
1:2。我又看见另有一位天使飞在空中，有永远的福音要存在住在地上的人，就是各国各族各方各民。 这里说啊,启示录那个一个重要的信息。
So this is a very important message in the book of Revelation.
这是有一个天使飞在空中啊。And
that is an angel flying in the midst of heaven.
这个空中就是很快,飞得很快的意思。Basically,
this means that he was able to fly very quickly.
这主耶稣来之前,这个永远的福音要传遍各民各族各方各国。
Before the Lord Jesus comes again, this everlasting gospel will be preached to those who are from every nation, tribe, tongue, and people.
这个是指什么?
What does this refer to?
不是一般教会的福音。
It is not just the gospel from any other denominations.
没有错，有很多基督教。
Of course, there are many denominations in Christianity.
他们也在传耶稣。
And they are preaching about Lord Jesus.
但是他们的福音被更改过的。
But their gospel has been changed.
不是使徒的福音。
It is not the gospel of according to the apostles.
不是主耶稣基督的那个永恒的福音。
It is not the everlasting gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣要在末世，他要来之前。
So in the end times, before the Lord Jesus comes again,
他要兴起他的真教会,
he will raise up his true church.
所以这个飞行的天使哦, 这是指着真教会。
So this angel that is flying in the midst of heaven refers to the true church.
他要以很快的速度传遍了各民各族各光各方。
With speed, very quickly, he will preach this everlasting gospel to the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people.
按照联总的报告啊, 过去4年的疫情当中, 我们还增加了6个国家。
And so according to the report from International Assembly that during the pandemic that we have increased in our membership in even 6 countries.
这6个国家以前没有我们真教会的,现在都去那边开拓了。
These 6 countries did not have the presence of True Jesus Church in the past, but then now our church has reached to those places.
一开始透过网络。
Initially it was through the internet.
后来就跟我们联络。
And then they came in contact with the church.
我们再派人过去。
And then we sent some workers over.
这个都是神在动工啊。
And so this is we see that God is working.
这个我们要把眼光放扩广一点，不要只想到自己。
So we need to broaden our vision and our eyesight. We should not just think of ourselves.
那你可能说了，我也没有去非洲，我也没有去哪里哪里，我怎么样去各国各族各民传福音？
And we say, I'm not going to go to Africa or some other countries to preach the gospel. So how am I able to preach to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people?
今天跟以前不一样。Today's
world is different than the past. You do not necessarily have to fly to a certain country.
加拿大政府很好啊，他把全世界的人都带过来了。And
so the government in Canada is very nice and very good, has allowed people from all different countries to come to Canada.
移民的啦，学生的啦，难民的啦。
Those who are immigrants, those students, those who are refugees.
我90年代来的时候，加拿大的大部分都是白人，就是第二就剩一点，我们叫亚洲人，没有什么别的人的，很少印度人，很少黑人，没有什么其他国家的，就是白人为主，华人就是少数，亚洲人少数。
In the 90s, when I first immigrated here, I see that the majority of the people in Canada were white, were Caucasians, but there are very few people from India or other countries. But today's world is different. And today, if we go to the malls,
走在city center,
in the city center,
你们走在路上的什么人都有。
If you go to the downtown, the city center, you see that there are different type of kind of people on the streets.
因为过去几年移民的门大开，全世界的人都来这里。
Because in the past years, that they have opened the door for people to immigrate to Canada, so many people come here.
大概来了就不会走了。
And many people who have come here perhaps will not leave.
那这也是我们传福音的机会啊。
And so this is our opportunity to preach the gospel.
如果我们的教会在一个很当眼的地方，很当眼的地点。
And so if our church is in a place that is very obvious and high exposure.
哇，如果每天有几千几百人在这边经过。
And if there are many hundreds and thousands of people passing by every day.
看到真耶稣教会的这个名字。
And they see these few words, True Jesus Church.
哇，这为什么叫真呢？
Why is it true?
真在哪里？
Why? Where is it true?
哦，进去听一下。
So let me go in and hear.
看一下。
And listen.
哎，说不定啊，这个就他们就认识神了，就认识这个真教会的福音了。
Let me have a look at this place, and perhaps through this opportunity, they've come to know the true church and come to know God.
当然，我们要放上网，我们的网站都有。
Of course, we have our church website.
但是教会的地点也决定我们传福音的扩度。
But the location of the church will also determine how broad we are able to evangelize and preach the gospel.
之前跟大家分享过，在纽约，我们已经分设了三间教会了。
And so I had already shared with you previously in New York, we had already branched out to have three different locations of worship.
第一间教会在 Queens， 在那个住宅区的内街，内街。
And so the first church location is in the Queens, is in the neighborhood.
没有什么 traffic， 在门口，就算我们这边啊，就是没有什么，就是住这边的人才会经过的，平常的人不会经过。
Those communities where it's just the houses and only the people living in those communities pass by, they might see the church.
感谢主，后来都开了一间法拉盛。
And later on, there was the church in Flushing.
法拉盛就是华人的市中心。
It is the town and center for the Chinese people.
就等于我们温哥华的 Richmond 一样。
It is like the Richmond in Vancouver.
在那边开了一间教会。
And so there we also have a church location.
大的招牌放在那边。
And then we put up a big sign there.
天天都有人经过。
So every day there are people passing by.
常常有人好奇走进来要慕道。
Some people are very common. It's very common that people are curious and come in to listen.
他们说我慕道都不用出去发传单了，慕道者都自己走上来，看你也没有时间去跟他们讲而已。
And they said we did not even need to give out any flyers. The these truth seeking friends just come in by themselves, and it just depends if you have time to talk to them.
所以我们要知道主耶稣来的日子近了。
So we must know and realize that the time of Jesus coming again is very near.
这个世界会更乱。
This world will continue to be in worse chaos.
不要觉得谁当总统了，一切就会变得更好了。这个是自己骗自己。
Let us not think whoever is becoming the president or prime minister, or the country will be much better. We are deceiving ourselves.
这个世界就是更乱。
Because this world will just become more and more chaotic.
但是主来之前，福音要传开。
But before the Lord comes again, the gospel shall be preached.
所以我们要更广的眼光。
And so we need to have this broad eyesight.
那要传福音很困难呢、啊。
Preaching the gospel might be challenging.
要发展教会很困难呢。
To develop the church might be challenging.
我想做啊，但是从哪里开始？
I want to do this work, but where do I start?
那里的眼光还要再扩广，这个时候就要往更高的地方扩广。
Then your eyesight or your vision has to see even further away, even higher.
第一是看远，看更远。
First of all, you need to look further.
第二就是要看宽，更宽。
Secondly, you have to look broad.
最后你要看更高。
And wide, and thirdly, you have to look high.
我们看诗篇一百二十一篇。
Let's read Psalm 121。
诗篇一百二十一篇。
Psalm 121。
诗篇一百二十一篇的第一节。
Psalm 121 verse 1。
一百二十一篇的第一节。
Psalm 121 verse 1。
一起读。
Let's read this together。
一二三，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？第二节。
Verse 2。
我的帮助要从造天地的耶和华而来，请画下来。这两句非常的安慰，非常大的力量。
Please highlight and underline these two verses. It is very powerful.
你个人遇到什么困难
？Whatever difficulties you face，
无论是工作啦、家庭啦各方面呢
？Whether in work or family，
神让你遇到困难，就是逼你要往上看，要你多祷告。
When God allows you to meet with difficulties, it is because God is making you to pray more.
顺利你就靠自己，就不会往上看。
When things are smooth, we will not look up high. We will just rely on ourselves.
遇到打击了，困难了，你就往上看。
When you face setback, you face difficulties, then you will look up.
我的帮助要从哪里来？
Where does my help come from?
要从神，造天地的神而来。
It comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth.
太简单了，你的问题在造天地的神面前太简单了，没有什么困难。
Our problems before the Lord who made the heavens and the earth is very, very easy. There's nothing difficult at all.
如果有问题，就是你自己的问题，信心不够。
If there is a problem, it is because it is our problem. We are lacking in faith.
不够信靠神。
We did not rely enough on God.
没有按照神的话去做。
We did not do according to the word of God.
所以求神给我们力量。
So we pray that God will give us the strength and the power.
要往上看。
So that we can lift our eyes to see higher.
当这个哈该先知勉励当时候的百姓。
When the prophet Haggai was encouraging the people in those times.
当时候百姓从波斯回到耶路撒冷要重建圣殿。
Those people at that time had returned from the Persian kingdom back to Jerusalem to rebuild the kingdom.
他们一开始很热心想要去做这个事。
At first they were very zealous to do the work.
但是后来被打击被打压就停工了十几年。
But later on they faced some attacks and some setbacks and they stopped the work for many years.
政府不给他们做啊。
The government had stopped them from continuing the work.
外邦人也阻挡他们了。
And even the Gentiles tried to stop them.
他们已经没有力量了。
They no longer had the strength to go on.
已经放弃了。
They gave up.
但是神的话透过先知哈该来了。
But the word of God came to them through the prophet Haggai.
我们看哈该第二章。
Let's read Haggai chapter 2.
哈该第二章的第四节。
Haggai chapter 2 verse 4.
二章的第四到第五节。
Haggai chapter 2 verse 4 and 5.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
哈该书二章四到五节。
Haggai chapter 2 verse 4 and 5.
一二三，耶和华说：“所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，一旦刚强。约撒他的儿子大祭司约书啊，你要刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。这是万军之耶和华说的。这就是神告诉。”这三类人要刚强。
And here the Lord told these three type of people to be strong.
当你遇到困难的时候，不是放手。
When we face difficulties, you do not give up.
不是后退。
You don't just retreat.
埋怨也没有用。
And complaining is useless.
你要靠神刚强。
You have to rely on the Lord to be strong.
帮助从何而来？
Where does our help come from?
你的帮助从神而来，你要往上看。
From whence comes my help? It comes from God. We have to look higher.
这里神跟三种人讲话。
So here God spoke to these three types of people.
第一就是所罗巴伯。
First is Zerubbabel.
所罗巴伯就是当时的省长，就是行政的带领者。
So he was the governor at the time. He was the leader of the administration.
他可能有点害怕。
Perhaps he started to be afraid.
那我们再盖下去会不会惹起麻烦啊？
If we continue building, will it cause more trouble?
所以他有点怕。
So he started to be afraid.
神说你不要怕，你是带领者，你带领者都怕，百姓就更加会怕。
God basically said that you should not be afraid because you're a leader. If you be afraid, then the people will be afraid.
因为他们当时真的不知道盖下去的话会有什么后果啊。
Because the people they did not know at that time if they continue building what would happen.
会不会被抓去坐牢啊？
Would they be taken to prison?
会不会丢官啊？
Would he lose his position?
他不知道。
He did not know.
神说你不要怕。
So God said, do not be afraid.
第二种人不要怕，是大祭司。
The second type of people God told them not be afraid is the high priest.
大祭司是谁？
Who is the high priest?
信仰的带领者。
It is the leader of the faith.
你这个重建圣殿是，虽然祭司不会盖房子，但是祭司的心态很重要啊。
So in terms of rebuilding the temple, even though the high priest or the priest do not know how to construct the building, but their mindset is very important.
他是属灵的带领者啊。
Because they are a spiritual leader.
就等于今天的长职传道、啊、
Just like today, they are the preachers and deacons.
所罗巴伯就等于行政的，就等于负责人啊。
And Zerubbabel was the one who does the administration, just like the council members.
这里推行任何大的圣工。
So no matter what scale of the holy work that we try to do.
第一就是传道长职要有信心。
First is the ministers, the preachers, deacons, they have to have faith.
走在前面。
To walk in front.
有什么问题我们不知道，但是不用怕。
Whatever problems we do not know, but we do not need to be afraid.
只要这是神要我们做的，我们就去做。
Because as long as this is what God wants us to do, then we just do accordingly.
再来，负责人不能怕。
Next is the council members cannot be afraid.
你做行政的，一直走在前面。
You take care of the administration, and you can also walk in front.
如果我们自己都发抖啊，在震啊，那百姓就说：“哦，那不要了，不要了。”
If we are shaking in fear, then even the believers will start to be afraid and say no.
负责人也要大家前面冲。
And so the council members also shall be in front to go ahead.
再来百姓，对神说，这地的百姓，你们要刚强做工。
And the next are the people. God said, all you people, that you have to be strong.
全体起来。
The whole body, the whole organization, everyone shall rise up.
不是只有省长啊，不是只有祭司啊，他们几个人干什么？
Not only the governor, not only the high priest. If just rely on these few people, how can they build anything?
要出钱的是百姓啊。
Those who can pay and give the money is the people.
要出力的是百姓啊。
The one who can give the labor and the strength are the people.
但是有这些两类，这个带领者在那边冲，那其他人就跟着冲。
And so, but we have these two type of leaders to go ahead, to press ahead, then the others will also follow.
这个不是一种自信，不是靠自己。
This is not relying on ourselves.
是以神为中心的信。
But in fact, this is a heart that is centered on God.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我们一起读第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
一二三。这是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的话。那时我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。这句话是最关键的。
So these words are the key.
神的灵住在我们中间。
The Spirit of God remains amongst us.
这件工作是神的灵感动大家开始的。
This is a work that God's Spirit had moved everyone to begin.
如果这个事情是神的灵开始的，神一定把它完工。
If this is what the Spirit of God has moved us to start and to begin, then He will help us to complete it.
你也不用担心其他什么事。
We do not need to fear and worry about anything else.
百姓当时重建圣殿最担心什么？
In those times, when the people were rebuilding the temple, what were they most concerned about?
他们两件事情最担心。
They were most concerned about two matters.
第一就是怕外部势力的阻挡。
First is they were afraid of the obstruction from the outside.
就是政府啦，还有那些外邦人啊。
For example, the government or the outsiders or the Gentiles.
第二怕的就是怕没钱。
Secondly, they were concerned about the money. They were afraid
they don't have money. 但是你没钱，你也盖不起来。
Even though no one might stop you from building it, but if you don't have money, you feel you cannot build it.
神也安慰他们啊。
But the Lord comforted them.
我们看二章，哈该书二章的六节。
Let's read Haggai chapter 2, verse 6.
二章的第六节。
Chapter 2, verse 6.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
一二三，万军之耶和华如此说：过不多时，我必再一次震动天地，川海与旱地。第七节。
Verse 7.
我必震动万国，万国的珍宝都必运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。神讲这句话的时候，那个土地啊还在荒凉，那个地根基还没有盖好。
And so when the Lord said this, the land was still desolate. The foundation has not yet been laid.
神也知道这帮都是穷人啊，没有什么钱的。
The Lord also knew that these people are poor. They don't have much wealth.
所以你不用担心。
But he said, "Do not fear."
要震动天地，震一震就有。
Then I will, but I will shake the heaven and the earth, the sea and the dry land, and
震一震，别人很远的地方，政府、波斯王，全部都珍宝都运过来帮助你们。
I will just shake all these things, and the people from far away, from other countries, other nations, they will bring you, all the things that you need.
当我去美国的时候
，and when I was in the states,
上两个礼拜我在夏威夷跟很多美国的同工讲到我们卡加利的情况。
Two weeks ago when I was in Hawaii and I spoke to the co-workers about our situation in Calgary.
我说我们缺很多钱啊。
I said, oh, we are lacking quite a bit of money.
我们会堂也还没有卖啊。
We have not yet sold our chapel.
哎呀，怎么办呢？
What shall we do?
我们这边财务压力很大。
Our FA has a great pressure.
我不能说我压力很大，我要说我财务压力很大。
And I can say that my pressure is very great, but the pressure of the FA is very stressful.
好几个传道都跟我说。
And so several of the preachers told me.
尤其是一个我很要好的一个好同工，也是好同学、好朋友跟我说。
Especially one of my closer coworkers, my fellow student.
你们差多少？
And he asked, oh, how much do you lack?
我说我们这个会堂是300万加币了，我们缺大概180万呢。
So I said, oh, we are hoping to buy this place, which is about $3 million, and we're lacking about $1.8 million.
To close 了哦。
To close the deal.
他说180万等于多少美金
？So he thought to himself about $1.8 million. How much is that in U.S. dollars?
他说哈，才100多万呢。
He said, what? It's only more than $1 million.
不用担心，不用担心。
He said, oh, don't worry about it.
你还有很多美国大哥啊，在那边帮你。
You have many big brothers in the United States.
你们真的买下去，真的买下去，祷告，大家募款。
If you really go ahead to purchase it, just pray, and people will give you the money.
钱都是神的。
Because all the money belongs to God.
他说买会堂最不用怕的就是钱，最不用担心就是钱。我说还没有听错，不是最担心的是钱，我说最不用担心的就是钱。
So he said, the thing that that is the least that you need to worry about when you buy a chapel is money. I said, did I hear the wrong thing? He said, no.
以后不够钱。
That's the least of the worries. Is that in the future, we are afraid that we do not have money.
不够钱 close, 不够钱维护，这个你是最不用担心这个。
So he said, oh, whether it's enough money to close the deal or to have money to sustain or maintain the operation, you do not have to worry about this.
我说那要担心什么？
Then I asked, what do you need to worry about?
最担心就是不同心而已了。
What you need to worry about is that the members are not united.
同心啊，都不是问题。
Because once everyone is united, then that is not a problem.
让你帮我们多祷告了, 让我们多同心啊。
And so then I asked them to pray for us so that we will be more united in our heart.
因为一切都是神的。
Because everything belongs to God.
神的定会带领。
God will lead us.
我们看第八节, 最后看第八节, 第九节。
So let's finally read verse 8 and 9.
我们一起大声读。
Let's read this together.
一二三。 万军之耶和华说, 银子是我的。 金子也是我的, 第九节, 这殿后来的荣耀, 必大过先前的荣耀, 在这地方, 我必是平安, 这是万军之耶和华说的。 神说啊, 银子是我的, 金子也是我的。
So God said, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine.
我会负责, 意思就是说我会负责。
And the Lord is basically saying that I will be the one responsible.
我会去感动人。
I will move the people.
我会去震一震。
And I will shake up.
啊, 你不用, 你们不用担心,
shake things up.
这个是神的荣耀, 神的荣耀, 这个殿的荣耀, 必大过先前的荣耀。
And this is the glory of God, and that the glory of this place shall be greater than the former.
只要你的眼光开阔,
as long as you broaden your eyesight.
只要你的眼光看得更远,
as long as you look further.
只要你的眼光看得更广,
as long as you broaden your sight,
只要你眼光看得更高,
and as long as you look higher,
神的帮助就会来到,
then the Lord's help will come.
唱诗,
let's sing hymns.
452首,
hymn 452.